Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, 620. It's Brock Unter.
Unter, what's up, man?
Unter is there. I don't know what that was. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Hit us with it. What do you got? Big, big sports.
All right, Bob, buckle in, man, because it's just stories that, dude, honestly, I read through and I'm just like, man. All right, let's go for it, because this is what we got this morning. We got much, so this is what we have. Basketball, man. Yesterday, Milwaukee Bucks scheduled to play a playoff game against the Orlando Magic. Chose to boycott the game to protest the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin. Players on the other team scheduled to play yesterday also chose to boycott their games. One player went so far as to suggest that the season is in jeopardy, as some players are considering leaving the bubble and not continuing to play. I have so much to say, Brock, but you guys are in the 1% of the world. You're fortunate. You're a very fortunate person. You have the opportunity to make millions and millions of dollars to do something that you absolutely loved to do as a child and growing up. And you're the 1%. Dude, just follow through with it. I get it. I understand. The world's in shambles. But for the love of God, if they're giving you the opportunity to play, what are you doing? Walk away from it then. Never come back. And then you'll later on in life, you're going to look back and be like, dude, why'd I do that? I had the opportunity to play in the NBA. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Baseball's the same way. Milwaukee Brewers decided to follow the lead of the Milwaukee Bucks by choosing to boycott their games against the Cincinnati Reds yesterday. Two other games weren't played, as the Mariners chose not to play their game against the San Diego Padres, and the Los Angeles Dodgers and Giants didn't play their scheduled game in San Francisco. So what are we doing? Why are we playing? Just wrap it up, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, you got half the players not playing. All these rules are changing. They're changing things to make it happen faster, and it just doesn't feel real. Now you got this going on, the boycotting thing. Dude, let's just wrap it up. Wrap it up. We're done. That's just my opinion. Sorry for being angry in sports this morning, but, dude, it's just not heading in a good direction. And you know what? NFL hasn't even played yet. That's just going to be a whole new thing. So the way sports is looking with basketball and baseball doesn't look good for football. Not setting a good example, basketball or baseball. So there you go.
This has been a real bummer, Hunter. I'm not going to lie.
I got nothing else. I mean,
anything about a cheerleader's booby popping out and anything like that? Nothing?
I think so. Hang on. WNBA postpones Wednesday's game. No, that's not it.
Okay. Not helping.
I'm just going through headlines. They're all terrible. Well, that was the best two sports stories I could get.
Let's just assume that there's a hot cheerleader out there. And she was doing a routine, and her boobie popped out. One of the Laker girls was practicing her routine.
There you go.
And, yeah.
I like that. That actually did happen. So, sports is good this morning.
Beautiful. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Good morning.
That's always puts me in a good mood, man.
Not me. Makes me think about... All these dinosaurs murdering everybody.
Yeah, it's true.
Did this song put you in a good mood when you think about dinosaurs eating people? Good God.
Well, you know, in the beginning of the movie, when the song actually comes on in the movie, it's a good moment.
Up until the kids show up, and then they ruin the movie.
Yeah.
Stupid kids. all right, let's do it. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a good Bud Light Seltzer today.
Mm-mm. All right, you got to give me a second, man, because I had to cancel my internet here, and I got to pull this up. So I got to stall. You got to warn me. I forgot we had sports. Sports was terrible this morning anyway.
We literally do it the same two times every single morning.
I know, but that damn delay, dude. So I had to take my internet off, Avery, just to get things going. Hang on.
Wait, are we doing sports? Yes, it's been the same for the last 5 years.
Yeah, all right. All right, let's do it, man. Basketball yesterday, Milwaukee Bucks scheduled to play a playoff game against the Orlando Magic. They chose to boycott the game to protect the police shooting. Protest the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin. Players on the other team scheduled to play yesterday also chose to boycott their games. One player went so far to suggest that the season is in jeopardy, as some players are considering leaving the bubble and not continuing to play. So, doesn't look good for old basketball over there. They're doing it, but man, it's in shambles.
Yeah.
Baseball, same thing almost, man. Milwaukee Brewers decided to follow the lead of the Milwaukee Bucks by choosing to boycott their game against the Cincinnati Reds yesterday. Two other games weren't played, as the Seattle Mariners chose to not to play their game against the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And San Francisco Giants didn't play their scheduled game in San Francisco either. So a lot of things getting canceled. A lot of people kind of walking away and just, I don't know. I think everybody just has their hands on their heads, just kind of looking around like, oh, do you know what that should we? I don't know. You know, it's just confusing. Who knows? So we got football coming up, Brock. And is it going to be better? Are they going to get things figured out? Because, I mean, let's be honest. Football is kind of the, if sports-wise in America, we look at football as maybe probably the best one, the top sport, the most watched.
You know? I don't know. The way everything's going, the way this world is,
it's not gonna
right now.
I know people get mad when you say that, but, dude, you got to look at it. Like,
well, to be honest, you know, the world does have bigger concerns right now than whether or not we're going to get our football and these athletes are going to play. Right. I understand that. But believe me, there's a part of me that wants that kind of normalcy back. Like, you know, I last season, the Packers had a great season. I hoped they were going to go all the way, and it got me excited. Like, oh, all right, next year, here we go. And now the world's been turned upside down in multiple facets of it, you know, not just with the coronavirus. So just to be able to sit at a bar and have a beer and watch a team play seems kind of nice right now. So I don't know.
So there you go. I mean, there's not really much going on in sports, but
we're bumming everybody out today.
That's fine. Dude, let's get out of this segment. There's right. Nothing good going on. For God's sake.
Try and cheer everybody up in a little bit. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
We got you.
We'll do it.